I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mohamed Higazi grabbed the world's attention years ago when he requested to be legally identified as a Christian in Egypt. After years of beatings, torture, and imprisonment, it grieves us to learn that he recently announced his return to Islam. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says Christians of all ages are treated as second-class citizens. Pray for the strength of their faith. And did you know that nearly 2 million children are orphaned in Kenya? Kids Alive International works daily to provide stability and sanctuary through their children's homes and schools. But what happens when a child ages out of traditional orphan care? Ruth Henningham and the Kids Alive team equips teens to make biblically based decisions about relationships, finances, and more. Henningham encourages people to invest in the lives of Kenyan teens in a couple of different ways. You can pray, give, or go. The details can be found at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.